There is a bit of musical news for our part of the world this week. Yesterday, the Arkansas Music Pavilion announced one of the first shows for the venue's permanent home. Willie Nelson, Alison Krauss, Union Station will all be at the Amp on July 7th. More information about tickets and times will be released soon.
Another summer musical tradition in Northwest Arkansas, the Artisphere Orchestra, it's returning to the national airwaves. The orchestra's performance of the William Tell Overture will be featured on tomorrow's edition of Performance Today. Music recorded by the orchestra has been featured at least twice before on the program. You can hear tomorrow's edition on KUAF either at 9 a.m. or 7 p.m. And the Artisphere Orchestra will be back in Northwest Arkansas again this year. More details to come.
In April, Maya Angelou is coming to the Fayetteville Public Library. Yesterday, the library announced the ticketing system that will be in place for the April 11th event. The library will begin taking reservations for free tickets online beginning Monday, March 3rd at 9 a.m. through their website. Assistance will be provided over the phone or in the library to those who do not have internet access. The library will dedicate 1,300 seats for attendees at the library. Some of those seats will be in rooms with the simulcast video. Because of limited seating, the library has also partnered with the University of Arkansas to also simulcast the event at the Hillside Auditorium on the UA campus. This additional venue will offer 740 seats for the community. Again, tickets available beginning Monday, March 3rd for reservation or on the library website at faylib.org. You can also call 856-7000 for assistance. Reserve tickets will need to be picked up at the library beginning Saturday, March 8th. After March 22nd, unclaimed tickets will be made available to the public on a first-come, first-served basis at the library. Tickets will be required for all seating. Up to two tickets per person will be issued. Attendees will have to show their tickets at the door for entry.
The Arkansas Razorback hockey team claimed its second consecutive SEC championship over the weekend. The Razorbacks defeated Alabama 2-1 in the final Sunday afternoon in Alabama. Arkansas will play their final home games of the season Friday night at 8:30 and Saturday afternoon at 4:30 at the Jones Center in Springdale. Both games are against Oklahoma.
The approaching warmer weather will coincide with plenty of chances to see area college teams in action. The Arkansas softball team opens up home play this week with the Arkansas Invitational at Bogle Park. There'll be six teams involved in 13 games from Thursday afternoon through Sunday afternoon. The first Arkansas game, Thursday afternoon at 3:30. Thursday night, the Arkansas women's basketball team, by the way, also hosts Alabama. That's at 7.
More basketball on Thursday. The men's and women's teams at John Brown University host Texas Wesleyan in Siloam Springs for a doubleheader beginning at 6. The University of the Ozarks basketball teams are home in Clarksville Thursday night for a doubleheader against Mary Hardin Baylor beginning at 5:30.
And baseball fans rejoice. The college season begins this week. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith Lions home opener is tomorrow afternoon at Crowder Field at 1 against Ecclesia College from Springdale. The Arkansas Razorbacks 2014 season opens Friday afternoon at Baum Stadium at 3:05 against Appalachian State. The teams also play Saturday and Sunday afternoons in Fayetteville. And the University of Ozarks baseball season will open Friday afternoon in Clarksville with two games against Augsburg beginning at noon. And the indoor track and field season continues this weekend in Fayetteville. Arkansas hosts the Tyson Invitational Friday and Saturday. Events begin both days at noon.